the rest of the AL Central. Maybe the AL Central is not good. I don't know if anyone's paid attention to the standings today, but currently in the AL Central, there are five teams, and I'm going to put it this way on purpose, five teams tied for last. Okay? Every single team in the division is 2-4. Not a standout in the bunch. They are all 2-4. And so we went into the year last year, and we thought maybe one team from the AL Central was going to make the playoffs. And three did, and almost four. And we're like, wow, that was weird. This might be the regression back to the mean, in the sense that now that we're getting an early feel for the division, and it is early, I want to emphasize that, and it still is only six
Today's
games.
A week of baseball now in the big leagues for 2025.
Maybe the AL Central is getting ready to take a big step back, Gold. And maybe if you get to that 86 wins you had last year, you are getting ready to win the division at 86 games. And this is a one-bid league again, you know? The AL Central is only putting one team in there, because if you think the Royals don't look good, no one looks good. Whole division is 2-4.
That's the silver lining. You know, you'd rather figure out your issues and your flaws and try to get guys in a groove while everybody's struggling than all of a sudden be sitting in a division like the NL West where a team's 8-0 and you're sitting at 2-4.
Dodgers are really good in that division too. I'd feel real bad if I was off to a bad start there.
Or the Braves are 0-7. You know, I'm sure they're not feeling great in Atlanta right now about their situation in the NL East. So it's, you know, I know we hate saying it over and over about how early it is, but yes, it could be worse. You could be the only team sitting at 2-4, and the Twins could be sitting at 5-1 right now, and the Guardians could be 5-1. You'd be like, oh boy, already behind the eight ball a little bit. No, you lost a series to divisional team already. You don't like that. It's the Guardians and all that, but it's just so darn early. A week from now, things can change drastically for the Royals and for everybody in the AL Central.
Again, there's only one positive run differential team in the American League Central right now.
Really?
It's the White Sox. Okay, come on.
But you're not buying that? You're not buying the White Sox?
Believe
huh?
it or not, I am not buying that the White Sox plus four run differential is going to get it done. Matter of fact, the AL in
really
general.
Really good starting pitching.
Right now, it's been the AL East has been tremendous. Everyone's winning. Four of the five teams in that division have a positive run differential. Zero in the AL West have a positive run differential. And the A's have been one of the worst teams in baseball. So, like, if you're saying, where are we amongst the AL? The truth is, pretty much where everyone else is. Are some people doing a better job winning despite that run differential? Yes. Is it pretty much the same? Yeah. And I do kind of look at, and I don't think it's just gospel, I don't think, and we said before the season, I don't think three teams from the American League Central were making the postseason. I think it's 1-2. So all you need to do for a big chunk of the season is scoreboard watch with your competitors. Okay, great. Right now, you are no different than anyone else.
I'll be honest. I was don't scoreboard watch at all right now.
Well, yeah, I just meant later in the year, right?
Yeah, right now, we brought up the standings just because people, you know, but in general, like, honestly, it's April. Don't even check the standings right now. Like, you're going to go crazy if you're doing that. Like, I mean, I was already getting mid-season form texts from friends, like the same text I was getting in July last year. Some of my friends were sending me about six games in a month, and I even texted back like, you're treating the first six games like this is August 15th of last year. Like, calm down. Like, let's all take a deep breath here. I mean, some of the texts, I'm like, I can't do this all season long. I mean, I can't have these texts all season long.
It's one thing if it's July and August.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen, like, this guy's never going to be able to play. They got to, like, you know, I've gotten some of those, too.
Deep breaths, everybody.
You just can't live
it's
that way.
It's got to be tough to be.
It's hard to live that way.
I get it, but, like, you know this is. Everyone's got a couple of friends in the friend group that are the most pessimistic of the entire
That's exactly right.
The over-optimist is too much, too. Right?
For sure.
Like, it's all going to turn around. Like, relax there, too, okay? I don't need to hear, like, it's not all sunshine and rainbows at 2-4 either. I'm not trying to pretend like they're not showing some of their pre-season issues. But if we're out here being like I saw somebody like, send Zerpa down to AAA. I'm like, okay, can we chill for just a minute? I'm not saying he's off to a good start.
Opening day was a week ago today.
Like, we can wait. We can wait a little longer before we make those decisions. If you're curious where the Royals started last year through six games, they were 3-3. So we're going to lose our mind because they won or lost one game different? Would you be ready to, like, say they're heading to the postseason if they started 3-3? They lost the next game after that, too, at 3-4, by the way. Then they won a bunch of games, and the Royals got off to a nice start in April.
They did.
The same thing is still more than plausible inside their division. They do have some difficult opponents coming up. April was always going to be, and I think we talked about this, the Brewers won 90-plus games last year, so that was going to be a tough start, right, to the year. The Guardians won the division last year. Okay, that's not, like, an easy task. Who do they have this? They have
Orioles
Baltimore.
Coming to town.
Another playoff team from last year. Like April, and I don't remember when, we very briefly brought this up somewhere along the way. April was going to be a bit of a challenge for the Royals. It was going to kind of tell you where you are. Those are three teams that won 90-plus games last year that are the first three teams you're facing. And then after that, by the way, is
Twins,
the Yankees.
Twins, Guardians, Yankees, Tigers.
Playoff team. Like, you have to get to the Rockies at the end of this month before you face a team that was not in the Major League Baseball playoffs last year. And then you face the Astros, who were also in it. So this month, they will have two series that are not against playoff teams. It's going to be a fight. And we're going to get a good sense of where this team is because of how good so many of their opponents are. And look, I'll be honest, not looking forward to catching the Yankees at a time in which they're hitting 8 trillion home runs on the road at Yankee stadiums after being on the road against the Guardians. Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Would love to get some wins here at home, but I'm not going to panic. Now, if they lose 7 of the next 10, we can have a very different conversation. But
no question.